Yakima Valley Memorial Hospital provides high-quality, patient-centered care and community education. As part of our service to you, we proudly present Healthy Yakima, brought to you by Memorial Family of Services. Here's Melanie Cole.
Measles, whooping cough, vaccines. Immunizations have been really a hot topic with recent disease outbreaks. The incidence rate for some of these diseases has declined as more people are vaccinated, but many are still at risk, which highlights the need for immunizations. My guest today is Dr. Martin Backer. He's an internist and pediatrician specializing in infectious diseases at Pacific Crest Family Medicine and Memorial Cornerstone Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Backer. So tell us a little bit about some of the vaccines and what you do from, when newborns are born, what vaccines do they get? And explain a little bit about the importance of them.
Sure. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for having me. So from day one, we start with immunizations, and we start with hepatitis B vaccine that a lot of parents are like, oh, why does my child need that? But actually, it's one of the vaccines that can prevent cancer, since liver cancer can be caused by hepatitis B. But then most of the vaccines we give kids start at 2 months of age. And we gave vaccines against some of the most significant killers of kids for years, including polio, Haemophilus influenza, including pneumococcal vaccine. So a lot of very important pathogens are prevented with these vaccines.
When you give these new vaccines to a newborn, do parents ask you about giving more than one vaccine? Because I know even at 2 months, there's a few. You get rotavirus or the second dose of hepatitis B or the DTaP. Tell us about what parents ask you when there's more than one vaccine at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have, fortunately, vaccines against a lot of different agents. And fortunately as well, we've been able to combine those in fewer shots. No kid or parent likes the shot, so combination means less shots at a time. Some parents do have concerns that, am I not introducing too much at a time for my kid? Isn't that too much for his or her immature defenses? And the truth is, no, it's not too much. And quite the contrary, what we're doing is we're preventing actual infections, which would be much more burdensome for the defenses than what the vaccines are. Yes, we have antigens, which are sort of, you know, almost like particles or of viruses or bacteria, against several bacteria or viruses. But in real life, kids get exposed to much more than that. Tons of viruses that we don't have any vaccines against that. And this is not unnatural and not harmful, but quite the contrary. Helps prevent these infections, which can be serious and even deadly.
For example, the pneumococcal vaccine, you have to have a few doses, and many of these vaccines need more than one dose. Why is that?
Yeah, absolutely. You are correct. The vast majority of vaccines we give to the young kids include a series of vaccines, a series of shots, because the defenses of the child are definitely developing, and they are not as mature. And first we introduce the first vaccine, and then the body starts to learn how to respond to that. And then when we get re-exposed, then we get an anamnestic or sort of memory response, and then we know how to respond against it much better. We do see that after one dose of vaccine, there often will be some response, but we think it might not be protective enough. But when we give more than one of those, that's what has given the best response. And what's important to understand is that the number of vaccines that we give for a specific disease that we're preventing is not something random that somebody said, okay, let's try three, let's try two, let's try five. They did try different things. There's been, you know, first in vitro studies, following by animal studies usually, and then human studies that have supported the current schedule of immunizations that is recommended.
Dr. Backer, I'd like to ask you about the measles, mumps, and rubella, the MMR vaccine. That receives a lot of press, especially lately. And measles has seen a recent surgence, and we've seen measles cases breaking out all over the country. Tell us about the safety and efficacy of the MMR vaccine. Tell the listeners what you want them to know about this vaccine.
Absolutely. I'm glad you bring this up. It's something good comes out of everything bad and vice versa. It's tragic that we are having so many kids get measles in the United States once we've had an effective and safe vaccine for several decades. Most of the kids that have gotten measles, not all of them, but most, have been unvaccinated kids. And even the ones that have been vaccinated usually have been in a setting where unvaccinated kids have facilitated the introduction of this virus again in the community. The vaccine works very well. Typically, we recommend two doses. The first dose is given usually at the first birthday or thereabouts. And the second one is typically given at 4 years of life, though it can be given at any time after 1 month after the first dose. And we believe you get protection after the first one, but you get much better protection after two doses. So in an outbreak setting, if your kid is between 1 and 4 and has only gotten one dose, they might benefit from getting their second dose, something to talk about with your child's doctor. There has been a huge spread in the cases, in the number of cases, many of these associated with one very large outbreak seen across the nation related to Disneyland, but there has been a number of other outbreaks. The cases of measles have been going up over the last few years, and that has to do with a number of parents choosing not to vaccinate their kids. Unfortunately, there have been some concerns raised about the safety of the vaccine, not based on any science whatsoever. There has been one study published like 25 years ago almost that all of the authors and the medical journal except one of the authors have retracted and saying, you know what, the data we had was no good or this was fraudulent. We do not support this publication anymore except one of the original author, which linked the vaccine with autism. There are more than, you know, a couple dozen studies that have found no association between the measles mumps rubella vaccine and autism. The vaccine has been given to a million of kids worldwide and is considered to be very, very safe and effective. And measles can not only be serious, but as we suggested before, it can be deadly. It is a vaccine-preventable condition.
Measles is a nasty disease. Is it ever too late to get the vaccine?
No, it's never too late to get the vaccine. If somebody has not had the vaccine and don't have has not gotten the disease, no evidence of having defenses, they can get it no matter young or old, even the really old. Typically, we think that people born before 1952 or 57 are believed to be immune or have defenses just because it was so universal, the disease, that pretty much everybody had been exposed to it back then. Since the vaccine became more common, then the disease became less common.
There's so much information about vaccines, Dr. Backer. You know, we could do a lot of topics on this, but now talk about the HPV vaccine, because that's been in the news a bit lately, too. This is now given to teenage or preteen girls and boys. Explain a little bit about this vaccine.
Sure. The HPV, or human papillomavirus vaccine, is a great vaccine. It's not a live virus. It's a very cool technology that, yes, we don't have time to go into how they make it, but it's a very safe vaccine that helps prevent infection with this virus that can cause not just genital warts, but also cancer, cervical cancer, but also penile or anal cancer. The virus that causes these infections is a very, very common virus, and the vaccine works really well. Studies show that perhaps the best response is when we give it as young as 9 years of age. The current vaccination calendar calls for giving the vaccine. It's a series of 3 shots at age 11. And that is because we are already having kids go in to see their pediatricians or their doctors at the age of 11 for other shots, so we combine it at that point. And also because a lot of parents say, why do my kids need a vaccine for a virus that's transmitted sexually at age 11? They're not having sex, and certainly we don't think and we don't hope that they're having sex at that age. But precisely giving the vaccine way before they have exposure is the best way to make sure they are protected. If we wait until they've already had exposure, the vaccine does not work. So we really want to give it clearly before they've had any exposure, and the vaccine works best at a young age, and it's believed to have a very long-lasting immunity or defenses. And it's important to bear in mind this really helps prevent cancer, and we can offer our kids a vaccine that prevents cancer and not have regrets that way down the road. Another thing many parents are saying, well, since this is a vaccine for a sexually transmitted infection, will it encourage my child to have sex or unprotected sex? And there are many studies that have looked into these questions and have shown that it doesn't. It doesn't make a difference in whether the child is having sex or not, or having unprotected sex. It just protects them against one virus that can be acquired that way that can cause cancer.
In just the last minute, if you would, Dr. Becker, give the listeners your best information and advice, what you tell your patients every day about the importance of vaccinations.
Yeah, so vaccines have been around for several decades, many of them. Some of them are newer. They are very safe, given to millions of patients. And the healthcare community as a whole, it's unanimous in its recommendations. They save lives. They prevent diseases. They keep us healthy. They work and they are safe. Everything has risk, but we need to think not just the risk of doing, but the risk of not doing. The risk of giving vaccines is exceedingly low. Serious consequences are almost unheard of, while risk of not giving them are quite common. If you have questions, I encourage everybody to talk to his or her doctor and ask those questions, since these vaccines help keep us safe. And it not just keeps me and my family safe, but you and your family. We help protect each other this way as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Becker. You're listening to Healthy Yakima. And for more information, you can go to yakimamemorial.org. That's yakimamemorial.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.